I'm going to give you the punchline of my message at the beginning and at the end. First of all, today is the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. Things have taken a turn in America. The present administration was able to appoint 3 conservative Supreme Court justices to join Alito and Thomas. Can we give the Lord a hand? Thank you, Jesus. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther practiced peaceful nonviolence. As we walk into the coming days, let's be reminded of Martin Luther King Day. The third thing today is this, that whatever happens in America over this next week, whatever happens, we need to know that our Moses, our leader, is Jesus. Amen. Moses prophesied that the Lord would raise up a prophet like unto him who had a face-to-face relationship with God. And Moses said, do not speak evil of a ruler of the people. Repeat after me. Do not speak evil of a ruler of the people. He also said, do not follow a crowd. Repeat after me. Do not follow a crowd to do evil. That's the punchline. Now, let's get down to the good stuff. Grumbling, complaining, murmuring. Are any of us guilty? Okay, gossiping. Now, we don't think of these as the bad sins, but they are the very reason that Israel never made it to their destination. In fact, God says, I bore with you 10 times, and I'm about ready to wipe you out. Thankfully, an intercessor stepped in and stopped God. A great, great argument. If you've never read this chapter, and what is the chapter? It's Numbers chapter 14. Moses is trying to argue God into not wiping out the congregation of the wilderness. What will the nation say? He says, you know, you can't do that, God. You're a merciful, compassionate, full of forgiveness God. Yeah. And God goes, you know what, Moses, you got a point. Oh, yeah, what would the nation say if I just wipe them out in the wilderness? So, in the New Testament, it says, do all things, wives, employees, pastors, do all things without complaining or grumbling or disputing, arguing. Does that pretty much knock out 95% of social media? Yeah. Right there? That you may become blameless and harmless. Could somebody turn off that raven over there that's mocking me? I rebuke you. Oh, raven fed Elijah. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. How many of you would say we live in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation? I got a honk. Double honk. And Peter said the last thing he said in his Acts 2 sermon was, save yourselves from this perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Folks, the darker it gets, the brighter you shine. Yes. Amen. That's Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Now, social media has become the new place to spew out every sort of grumbling, complaining, murmuring, and even inciting rebellion. That's why the scripture says, in everything, give thanks. Amen? Amen. Now, is there a word of the Lord for this hour? I believe there is. A story comes to mind of the congregation at the very entrance to the promised land. Moses, the man of God, who unlike any other prophet spoke to God face to face, was vindicated when charged by his siblings, Miriam and Aaron, said, "Wait a minute, are you the only one that hears from God?" Moses, God said Moses was the most humble man on the earth. Moses, every time Moses got criticized, he fell on his face. That's pretty good, okay? We should learn by him. And God vindicated Moses. Miriam catches leprosy. She's put out of the camp. Moses steps in, intercedes for her, and she's restored. The congregation, however, did not learn the lesson that its leading family learned. They were grumbling, complaining, murmuring. Now, when they rebelled against Moses, they paid a high price. A 40-year hiatus, 40 more laps around the mountain, inheriting the promised land. And you know what the culprit was? Grumbling, complaining, murmuring. Everybody say it. Grumbling, complaining, murmuring. And worst of all, rebellion. The story is found in Numbers chapter 14, and it goes something like this. After journeying from Egypt into the wilderness to worship God, they met God on the mountain, Mount Sinai. He gave them the Ten Commandments. He gave them the tabernacle instructions. He gave them the Ark of the Covenant. He gave them the Levitical priesthood. Think about the book of Leviticus, okay? He gave them the feasts. And then he marched them right up to the entrance to their inheritance. This is a land flowing with milk and honey. You know what that means? Milk represents animals. Honey represents agriculture. So this was a land that was rich in resources. They would be living in houses and cities they didn't build and eating from vineyards they didn't plant, drinking from vineyards they didn't plant. And Moses chooses a man from each tribe to go out and to spy out the land for 40 days. And guess what, folks? There's a good report, and there's a bad report. Right now, you can turn on the media, you'll get a good report, you'll get a bad report. And like the song says, whose report are you going to believe? As for me, I'm going to believe the word of the Lord. There's truth and lies, there's trustworthy, and there's fake news. Now, these representatives go undetected throughout the land. When Israel gathers to hear the report, it's 10 to 2. 10 spies give a negative report, and 2 give a positive one. And listen to Joshua and Caleb in Numbers 14, 7 through 9. The land that we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord. Don't fear the people of the land, for they are bread. Their protection has departed from them. The Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Wow. What a great report. Now, interestingly enough, we see the same ratio of 10 to 2 in Israel. 10 tribes become the northern kingdom and departed from Jerusalem, the center of worship, and created their own center of worship. And then 2 tribes are known as Judah. We are a divided nation as well. You know what the problem with democracy is? The majority is usually not right. Right?
Yeah.
Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that find it, but few find the way of eternal life. Now, in Deuteronomy 34:10, it says, "There arose not a prophet in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Can you imagine the intimacy that Moses had with God when he went up on the Mount Sinai and met with God face to face? Not Samuel, not Jeremiah, not Isaiah, not even John the Baptist had this relationship with God. But Moses prophesied that there would be a prophet. And the apostles verify that in Acts 3, verse 22. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord God your raise up unto you of your brothers, like unto me. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And what's his name? Jesus is the prophet that we're to obey all of his words. In fact, that's the Great Commission, teaching them to observe all the things. In fact, they asked John, are you the prophet? Well, guess what? Jesus is the prophet. Stephen said in Acts 7:37, this, Jesus, pointing to Jesus that they crucified, this is that Moses, which spoke unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brothers, like unto me, him you must hear. Now, America is not the promised land, folks. It was for the pilgrims. It was for the Puritans. Let me tell you what the promised land is. Psalms 2 says, ask of me, and I will give to you the nations for your inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for your possession. Folks, that's what we're going for. We're going for Revelations 5:9, Revelation 7:9, every tribe, every tongue, every nation, and every people. Because in this passage, in Romans 14, the Lord says, when he's discussing this, he says, as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of God. Do you know that God has a mission statement? That's it. Amen. When the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Habakkuk 2:14 quotes it. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. So all you got to do is drive down Oak Street and see this picture. The coverage of the ocean on the earth is a picture of the coming glory of God. Now, this story does not end well. The 10 spies that gave a bad report died in an immediate plague. Gone. The nation was sentenced to 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. 1 year for each of the 40 days where the spies spied out the land, according to the scriptures. When the people, Moses steps in, and God's ready to wipe them out right there. He says, I'm going to start over with you, Moses. Forget these other grumbling, complaining, murmuring folks. And Moses steps in and says, God, what will the nation say? You're a merciful, full of compassion God, full of forgiveness. And God says, yeah, you're right, Moses. And so they wander there in the wilderness. But worse than that, when the people realize that they've sinned against God, they mount up an offensive against the promised land. Moses isn't with them. The Ark of the Covenant's not with them. They storm the gates of the promised land because this is what God wanted them to do. And guess what? They got routed. They got trounced by the enemy because God wasn't with them. So my message today is whatever happens in the next few days here in America, remember that our Moses is Jesus. And the promised land is all the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. The God who spoke through Moses said, do not speak, this is in the law, do not speak evil of a ruler of the people. Just don't do it. He also said, do not follow a crowd to do evil. I don't need to remind you that tomorrow is Martin Luther King's Day, who practiced peaceful nonviolence. Lord, we just pray on the threshold of our nation's future. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to learn the lessons of the congregation as they wandered because of grumbling, mumbling, complaining, and as they inherited when they obeyed their Joshua and our Jesus. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen.